Leftists outraged after UFC chief Dana White seeks COVID treatment advice from Joe Rogan. By Warner Todd Houston on December 2, 2021. On Thursday, UFC president Dana White announced that he and his entire family tested positive for the coronavirus after Thanksgiving. However, after following the same treatment regimen used by Joe Rogan, he is now feeling like a million bucks. During an appearance on the Jim Rome podcast, White mentioned that he and his family contracted the virus while visiting extended family in Maine during Thanksgiving. "Somebody up there had it, and we get back, and we all tested positive for COVID. Literally the whole family and my family up in Maine, too," White told podcast host Jim Rome. White went on to say that by the Saturday after Thanksgiving, he noticed after a steam bath that his sense of smell had suddenly ceased working. "So, you know what this means," he said, he thought to himself. What he said next has set leftists off all across the country. "I literally got out of the steam, picked up my phone, and called Joe Rogan," White said. Breitbart sports readers will recall that Rogan announced in September that he contracted the coronavirus and threw the kitchen sink at it to shale it as quickly as possible. But Rogan provoked the ire of leftists by noting that he also took monoclonal antibodies and ivermectin to get past the illness. That, along with a list of other treatments, is apparently what White wanted to hear about when he called Rogan last month. White went on to say that 4 days later, after employing Rogan's treatment regimen, his sense of smell returned. "I could not feel better. Feel like a million bucks. I'm doing two-a-day workouts, by the way, for the next 10 days while I have COVID, I'm in quarantine. I got my smell and taste back in less than 24 hours," White told Rome. White also added that he was already fully vaccinated before Thanksgiving. "It's not like I'm some crazy anti-vax conspiracy theorist or some of that stuff. But Rogan is a very brilliant guy, very smart guy who talks to the best and the brightest out there. And I'm not a believer in the narrative," he said. "But at the end of the day, this is a free country. 'Cause what happens when you get this stuff, they tell you stay home for the next 10 days until you don't test positive. That doesn't seem smart to me. Just like when we went through COVID, I believe in finding solutions to problems and answers," White exclaimed. He went on to praise Rogan's treatment plan, noting that Rogan has helped 30 or 40 people through the regimen. "I'm attacking this thing with the methods that Rogan has learned from very smart people. I'm going to keep testing every 2 days until I'm negative, and then I'm going to get back to work ASAP," White said. After news broke about what White said on the podcast, though, leftists went wild attacking Rogan and White. Not everyone on Twitter agreed with the detractors. Several noted that they would listen to White and Rogan before ever heeding Dr. Anthony Fauci's advice. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.